Hello, and welcome to Cause and Effect. This is a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign that usually has a cold open, but I forgot to do that. Anyway, my name is Crash. I'll be your DM for the evening. Tonight I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, Eo, and Jen. And yes, I did, in fact, call myself out. It's getting to be a thing.
Well, I mean, you're doing our NPC.
I'll have you know I'm my old kobold.
I'm sneaky that way.
I've been, working on my self-assertion strategies. My therapist said it would help.
Aww.
Yeah, therapy is comped by Flag. That was one of the things that the founding members really thought was important, considering how many ragtag band of adventurers start off coming from either individual or group experience traumas and microwaves.
You can hear the beeping all the way over here. Good grief.
Yes. By the way, the sorry. Was in Plus Ultra also.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Look, if I didn't get upset for someone playing Minecraft and having gas sounds from the Nether coming through into the recording, I'm not gonna fret over a microwave for crying out loud.
Just so you can hear it all.
It's amazing how far that sound can travel. I'm just glad none of you were here for the mariachi music that was playing earlier from across the complex. But anyway, as I was saying, as we get away from the digression to the other digression, that is a digression from the main point that I was trying to get to, which I won't get to yet. That's it. Thank goodness there's a way higher character limit in Mastodon that allows me to put that in an out of context quote. It was seen as a way to help ragtag bands of adventurers, we refer to as cohorts at Flag, to last long enough to get to be higher tier if they just dealt with that trauma. And maybe if the therapy was free, you'd stop using the argument of, oh, but it's so hard to find a good therapist and they cost so much. No, we've got a whole bunch on retainer right here. It's BetterHelp, but it's actually better, and they help. So, actually, the name would work, but they already got the name. There's a trademark dispute. We're taking them to court. Never mind. With all that said, speaking of therapy, what happened last time?
We cried.
That's another out of context quote.
It is, however, what happened.
It is what, yes, which makes it only better. Does anyone wish to elaborate?
We went inside a bag of holding with proper survival gear for at least a few hours and fought things and had strange inexplicable flashbacks to our past where we had to try to come to terms with things in our own different and inimitable ways, and I failed my will roll, and then we found our missing, not droid, don't say droid, warforged companion who had surprisingly made a friend. An extremely cracked friend who is very lonely and not entirely sane and has kind of not realized that not everybody can adapt to living in a bag of holding.
They were very far gone. Yes. Yes. Everything you said was pretty much accurate. Since then, A has left the bag of holding on the moon. It's weird that that is not odd enough to be an out-of-context quote. Although that realization might become an out-of-context quote. We haven't even gotten to the introduction yet, and I've got three good ones already. But Here's the thing. A was not supposed to ever come back to the moon. A was exiled. The whole clan being killed for trying to kill the kobold in charge of the moon kobolds thing. You know, that's a bit of a problem. So the hope is maybe Chroma and Oopsie will, you know, put in a good word for A, and maybe A will stop being an exile at some point, question mark? But we'll see how that goes. But in addition to that, the GM also has notes that he put in another window and is looking for. There we go. So CRC F2739CHX, who we will refer to as 39, or if you are Millie, checks. Which is exactly why I put CHX in there, by the way. I know what the players want, and I try to deliver it whenever I can. If the rest of you call them 39, that's fine.
Tex-Mex, yeah.
Yes. Tex-Mex checks. It's a new flavor. They and Control, who now also has a body similar to 39's new chassis as well.
Oh, yay for Control!
Why make one when you can make two for twice the price?
It might be less if you can, you know, get bulk rates on the ingredients.
These are bespoke.
Well, yeah, but you still have resources. Anyway.
Yes, but sorry. But talking about this ruins the joke. So.
Sorry.
Oh, and the out of context quotes just keep piling up. I'm okay with this. I'm definitely okay with this. So, anyway, they are also seeing therapists. They've been through a heck of a lot. Some of the therapists actually specialize in constructs. Some of the therapists are constructs, so it works out pretty well. A attended one of their sessions, in part because of shared trauma and stuff like that. A doesn't talk about it for a lot of reasons, because it's not just A's story to share. But it is mentioned at some point that they had a group therapy session together, and things seemed to be going well. But beyond that, we're just working on that. Which is how the GM is getting around the whole, I am not a trained therapist, do not take my advice as advice from a therapist. Legal disclaimer, hashtag not a lawyer, not a therapist. yes. So it's happening in that room over there with people who know what they're doing. We're leaving it at that.
That's fair.
The bagman is not seeing a therapist. The bagman is not in a state right now where traditional therapists would be able to assist. But
that's fair.
That doesn't mean that he's just being locked away somewhere. He had significant trauma that led to a lot of other really bad problems. But
yeah.
If there can be a road to recovery, then both the moon leadership and the flag leadership believe that it is their responsibility to pave that road. So, there is a small barony that none of you have heard of on the eastern edge of the main continent that happens to have a magical tower that is known by a few for having a very mutable idea of what spaces look like. And also has the ability of manifesting copies of itself in humanoid form in whatever appearance it wants, wherever they want to on the property. So while there, the bagman is never truly alone. Or never needs to feel like they are alone. And the hope is that over time, perhaps more can be done. And if things go south, well, the Baroness is not known for being
a pushover?
one to suffer transgressions without repercussions. And also the scariest PC I've ever had the pleasure of DMing is in that tower as well. And it's not the Baroness Cabrini. But none of you know anything about that.
I feel like it should make her scarier that she is the one employing me.
That makes her seem the wiser for it. Don't worry, we have top people taking care of this.
Okay.
You see what kind of people? Top people.
All right.
Oddly enough, it took you, this cohort, some time to recover. You did manage. Yes, Ellie, that's exactly what I was referencing. But considering neither of the characters I was talking about were men, I couldn't do the exact quote. You did get your cohort officially named, and there were a few people in member services who may or may not have said, it's about time, perhaps in the outside voice instead of the inside voice. But let's not talk about that. Your cohort is now referred to as the Second Chances, or just Second Chances. It depends on who wants to put the in there. No one is calling it the Second Chances, so perhaps the is an extra thing. But it did take you a bit of time to recover from what you went through in the Bag of Holding. A is lamenting the lack of a Bag of Holding. Every now and then you will see A trying to put something into a satchel or belt pouch that clearly does not fit because of the other things that are already in it. And then there's a sigh.
That's so valid.
Yes. And a realization of, oh yeah. And A is not buying another Bag of Holding. A has decided not to. Perhaps someday. But once bitten, twice shy. Once strange extra-dimensional being comes out and kidnaps one of your friends. Twice.
Very shy. Very shy.
So it is a couple days later.
Sorry, never mind. Go on.
It is a couple days later when you get a message from Bindle Brightlight. And apparently in the message that is sent to you, it actually has, after Bindle's surname, in parentheses, not Nightlight. Yes, you could get a new Bag of Holding. A really doesn't want one. So if one of you gets a Bag of Holding, that's a you thing. But you definitely could. But apparently there's been another blip on the radar, is the wrong word. And also it wouldn't be a good metaphor to use in a setting like this anyway, because radar, what's that? But there's been a blip on their ability to detect nanites, because radar is unheard of, but nanites are a thing. And they were wondering if you'd like to take care of that. Or you just go and investigate. Or have you moved on?
Seems like we probably...
investigating instrumental spaces. You know, that seems more fun.
Fun is a term that some people might apply.
I mean, that some certainly is... there are some cohorts that are signing up to go to the planet of the kobolds. If you want to do that instead.
What are they going to do there?
Information is not 100% clear, but the rumor is fight a god.
Well, that sounds like an easier task than fighting a mildly omnipotent, whatever, lich. But also, less relevant to us.
Well, if you're not going to the planet of the kobolds, you know, the vast majority of the beings that live on that planet would very much not like it to ever be called the planet of the kobolds. Most of them would say, the what now?
Oh, right, that.
Yeah. Imagine a rare, nearly extinct species of beetle, and aliens come over to Earth and refer to this as the planet of that rare, extinct species of beetle. Because they saw a few of them there once. They used to be
Well, yeah, well.
So, the blip was found in an area that the best records that are had is a fairly new settlement. It's more of a company town by a dwarven mining company. It's on the continent that's on the other side of the planet that I keep wanting to call the counterweight continent because Discworld. But really, that continent was formed as the exit wound from when the mood went through Circulus back in the pre-dawn of history. But it's over there because, well, one, people found out that continent was there, and two, people found out that there is a significant number of heavier minerals and diamonds in the ground over there. So, gold rush, but instead of gold, replace gold with diamonds.
Well, I mean, you need diamonds to be able to res people, so...
Yeah. Well, the nanites were detected in large concentration there, and now they can't get a hold of anyone that's there.
Oh, crud. That sounds bad.
Well, how often do you answer the phone when you're seeing guests?
I mean, it depends.
On the guests.
Yeah. And if I'm expecting a phone call that I think is very important.
Right.
But so, it does sound bad.
All right. So is that what you kind of want to do?
There's want and there's sounds like we might need to.
It seems like we probably have to investigate, yes.
Right. Well, you are each this time.
That was not the that was not the character voice I meant to do, and I don't know whose character voice it was.
It was a very tired Cavil, presumably.
Yeah.
It was a resigned to their fate Cavil.
Oh, does Cavil have their familiar back now?
Yes. It's been a few days since the level up. I like how we got a couple yells from Io and then silence.
Concerning.
Yells? Those were caws.
Okay.
Caws?
In Discord.
I was cawing.
Okay, got it.
All right. So we have if I remember correctly, a demonic crow?
Yes.
Or raven. Basically, it is a large black bird that you're pretty sure can solve small puzzles and or unlock the door that you're hiding behind.
I mean, sounds plausible.
So you are each armed with a new spray bottle filled with anti-nanites, which are in fact also nanites. But they're nanites that are designed to eat other nanites, which will also eat themselves if left to their own devices for too long. But essentially, spray things down, and you yourselves have already been sprayed down, and you probably will not be turned into gray goo. It's likely fine. Also, if you can get a new sample of nanites, because there were small changes between their original samplings and the new stuff you brought them from when you went to the ossuary, they can make sure that the spray bottles remain as effective as possible. There's routine decontamination procedures happening in the Agmanite Enclave and Flag headquarters on a regular basis at this point.
Good idea.
So after you've each been armed with a spray bottle with a nifty little belt clip, A has been practicing quick draws. Have you ever seen someone take a spray bottle and sort of like spin it over their fingers like it's a six shooter from the Wild West? They may or may not have done this once or twice in the Ogmanite Enclave where the top popped off and then it spilled nanites all over the floor.
Sorry, sorry, I didn't mean...
The bottle was replaced.
Don't worry.
So were the nanites. There was no comment about how many hundreds of gold of materials were spent by spilling nanites all over the floor.
It just means that that's particular area of floor... Yes, it's very safe.
Safest spot of the whole building. You're going to come back from this adventure to find the Augmented Enclave has been turned into gray goo, except for that one spot.
It's not impossible.
And A'll just be like, and I helped.
I'm very sorry about
help
that.
Help something.
Anyway, you all go into the teleportation room, and you do not jump at the last moment because you're told, please stop doing that. It's annoying. And you do not have the air removed from your lungs because this is a different method of teleportation than the kobolds were using.
Good.
I do not see anything yet because I haven't put your characters on the map.
Okay. Your star's cat.
He's not upset. He's just yelling.
Dickens!
Why does the cat scream? If you knew, you'd be screaming.
No. We call him Opera Boy, and if I'd known he would do this when he grew up, I would not have named him Dickens. I would have named him Phantom.
Would we have gotten a choice? He wanted to be named Dickens.
I mean, that's true.
What?
That's true. Dickens. We were watching the show. No, Charles Dickens. We were watching a Doctor Who show, and whenever someone was saying Dickens, because that was a character in the show, the kitten perked his ears up. So obviously his name was Dickens.
Oh, he likes that name. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've sure. been reminded of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about this. It's a neat feature in that initiative is linked to the map, not the characters.
Oops, we have to re-roll.
So I had you all roll for initiative.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't carry over to this map. So if you could just click that initiative button again, that would be super helpful.
Initiative. Normal.
Ellie, you're rolling privately.
Ellie got a 17.11.
I had a 22.
Aw.
And Jen, if you could, in your character sheet,
mm-hmm.
remember it's over on the mm-hmm. far left underneath the shield. It's one of the three little hexagons.
It's one of the three little hexagons. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, let's try that again then. Yeah. Oh, that didn't help much.
The healer is not going last anymore.
It depends on if the healing you need involves amputation.
I would prefer not.
It depends on who's being healed. You're the support class. You should be in the
That's back. Fair.
All right. So to describe for our listening audience where you are, you have been teleported into what appears to be a small temple or church. The walls are made of wood. Well, the walls that are still standing are made of wood. There's several areas that have collapsed in. There clearly was a fire here somewhat recently. Everything smells like wood smoke and other kinds of smoke. Like, you're hoping that's foodstuffs that burned, not people.
It was people.
It could have been people, but you don't know for sure. There's debris that have caved in from the ceiling, but it's still mostly empty space here. There is still an altar which you are in front of that seems to have a book open on front of it. There's two candle holders that don't have candles in them, probably because those melted and burned away. And what appears to be a big expensive statue behind the altar. There's also six candelabras spread out throughout the room and a door over to the, because north is up on this particular map. I feel compelled to say that now. There is a door over to the west.
I want to go look at the statue.
When you go to look at the statue, it appears to be that of a dwarf who is, he's holding his hands out in front of him, clasped together, and he appears to be covered in bandages.
The statue has carved bandages, or real bandages?
They're not, okay. They're not actual bandages. The bandages are sculpted in. So, like,
people have not bandaged a statue.
It's like those Renaissance sculptures where it's all stone and marble. Well, marble is stone, but you get the idea. Where it's carved to make it look like it's fabric draped over the person. That, but it's a dwarf and they're bandages. So I'm going to go down.
Interesting.
The line.
I have no idea what that's about.
I think that's Illmater.
Oh.
Yeah, God of Suffering. Also played a big role in at least Somax is getting taken down. Yeah.
Fascinating.
So, Hobby, you are first in initiative order. What would you like to do?
Well, I did a stealth check, so hide. You know, just be stealthy.
Okay.
And prowl around. This is a terrible stealth check, but I don't know that.
Okay. You are completely invisible to the non-existent enemies in this room. Or, you're not invisible to the enemies that are very good at stealth. One of those is correct. It's
a Hobby is prowling around to see.
I think she could be invisible to the enemies that are very good at stealth, and they're just busy being good at stealth.
Okay. A is going to bonus action dash in order to get to the door and stand next to it and reach out with one hand and say, should I open it?
Have the Warforged nearby so that things won't notice you.
Okay.
And A stands perfectly still with a hand right above the door handle. Next up is Tex.
Everybody's dashing around.
Push.
I'm sorry, my brain's not all here.
Can relate.
I will double move to get to the door and say, I will do it.
A was holding their action. They're going to use their action to spray the anti-nanites all over the door.
Okay.
Clever.
And also spray half of it onto Tex because you're right there. And Ellie, I talked over you at the last moment.
Said okay.
All right.
And then I open the door. Pink.
You see the outside area. There is more collapsed rubble in this area. There's some buildings that were very clearly on fire. Many of them are still smoldering. The fire didn't take out everything. It stopped at some point either through magical means or maybe it was raining pretty hard or something happened to keep this from being burned all the way to the ground. But you don't see any buildings through this doorway that are undamaged by fire. There's some trees in this courtyard area and another statue that is in a fountain. The statue appears to be 100% decorative and not represent, like, they don't seem to be carved in a way that you would look at and say, oh yeah, people would be worshiping this person. Because while you're not all 100% familiar with the gods of this time period and world, none of you can think of a god that would be recognized as spitting water into a vase that then pours water into the rest of the fountain. You're just all glad that they're spitting the water into the vase. You've seen some other designs over the years.
Oh, yeah.
The trees look singed, but they might actually survive this. There are also small decorative trees that probably weren't here when the town was built. They were probably planted just to, you know, make it look prettier. All right, Cavil.
Cavil is following, and Cavil's player is trying to figure out why they can't select a token for the NPC they are making.
Where's your NPC?
I am trying to select NPC bird.png for magpie, because I am making the familiar.
Yes, but where in the list of characters is...
In recurring NPCs.
Recurring NPCs. Okay. Magpie.
I selected, it won't let me do anything.
Is the magpie image already uploaded?
I was selecting NPC bird. And that wasn't doing anything for some reason.
Okay. I will mess...
There.
Oh, there
now
we go.
It did something. It hadn't been showing me the option to actually select it. That was the problem.
Yeah, depending on the size of the window, the button to click and select it scrolls past the bottom of your screen. And I would always have to just zoom out to take care of that. All right. So now you've got a magpie token. Yay.
I'm dragging this.
I've added them next year.
It appeared.
Yeah, I'm trying to drag the raven stats, but nothing appears.
Although I have to say, that is very, very large for a magpie.
I'm trying to fix the stats, but it won't. Okay.
0.5.
But it won't let me drag the thing over.
Update token.
Oh dear. Why have three ravens imported into scaling up?
I'm only seeing one.
I'm not seeing any ravens in scaling up at all.
Oh, you're using my evil bird.
On your side.
I'm going to have to put in better icon for that token somehow.
Anyway, there is a token on the map. We can worry about the stats later if we absolutely have to worry about the stats for your familiar.
Here, I'll remove this. Well, I can't remove it, but I can move it up.
Flying bird?
Yeah, there. There.
Although, you know what? You know what this magpie needs? Is that? No, don't rotate. I don't want
here.
Spinning. You want that one.
No, I don't want that one. I want to delete this one. There.
Okay. You want
there.
That one.
Now I have one that has the correct stats.
Oh, good.
Okay. And there, because it's flying, it needs a little flying icon. So your magpie has three wings. But only two.
Well,
of
it's actually a raven. It's a raven named Magpie, and not Sphereal.
It's a crow.
Crow, sorry.
Yes.
It's not named Sphereoth, or however you pronounce that.
I want a pet emu named Ostrich. Anyway. Beverly Cleary had a book where the kid had a dog named Turtle, which was a very tragic story about the turtle, but never mind. Okay. So with that said, Cavil, it is your turn. What are you doing besides having us all struggle
with
birds, magpies?
Okay, I was trying to put magpie on the map because Cavil is going to switch to seeing things through magpie's eyes and send magpie up to circle around and get a look at things.
All right. You definitely do that. You learn that this town is a bit larger, and it's all more of the same. There's a lot of damage. No building escaped unscathed. Some are better than others, but Yeah, there's a lot of damage. It looks like up to the northeast, there was some type of inn or bunkhouse. The whole roof collapsed, and you can see beds in underneath there. But there were other buildings as well. Many of them had places for eating. Apparently, this was a stereotypical dwarven settlement because, when I was in college, my roommate was from Scranton, and he told me that there was a church and a bar on every corner, and I didn't believe him. I visited him, and there is a church and a bar on every corner, and this is like that, except in some cases, the church is the bar.
That's very dwarven, isn't it?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Very stereotypical dwarf. Which, if there's that many dwarves who are suffering from hangovers, it would make sense that the biggest temple in the settlement would be to the god of suffering.
Fair.
Yeah.
Although dwarves are resistant to poison, so they actually don't get hangovers as much.
As, that's why they have to drink more, obviously.
Ellie. Sacramental round of ale for the house. Tex already has inspiration.
I seem to have lost the magpie.
Inspiration.
Oh.
But there you go anyway.
Where is the magpie? Is it?
Let me select all. I see magpie.
Is the magpie right sitting on your character?
Right above the fountain.
Oh.
I am.
Indeed, those shadows do not go away.
I am going to. This is not canonical. Okay. I'm just pointing this out.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm about to do is not canonical. But if I press these buttons here and do this, it does nothing. Never mind.
Oh, dear.
Buttons, they do nothing.
Today is a fighting with Foundry Day.
Apparently.
Every day is a fighting with Foundry Day.
Today is really a fighting with Foundry Day.
I tried to
first we had
animation.
To fight to summon the familiar. And now we have to fight because
reasons.
The familiar vanished.
Oh, light color is set to black. That's a problem.
We are. It is rather dark in here.
Black light.
It is.
And light radius is 0. We're going to have bright be 5 feet. I have turned Magpie into
light.
A spotlight.
Oh no.
We're going to have to dial that back just a little bit. That might be a little too much. Let's take that intensity just a little bit lower. There we go. So now you can see where Magpie is. Magpie is a beacon unto us all.
Excellent.
I hope you people can see where Magpie is, because I sure can't.
On the planet of the kobolds, Utashi is suddenly distracted by something shiny.
She's doing like that. Yeah. She's doing the, you know, like I'm sure she was mid-sentence about something important and then does like the orange cat thing that has to wait for a brain cell to download.
Or cats in general.
I think that's what she's doing.
Activity and then just stop that activity and just turn their head 45 degrees and their eyes dilate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now, when I said stop the activity, I don't mean they assume a neutral posture. No, if they were giving themselves a bath, the tongue does not retract.
Blep.
Yeah, it's a blep.
Anyway.
And she doesn't know she's doing it either. She figures everyone is doing that. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, we had a literal dragon god going, focus, focus. Speaking of which, focus on the game.
That was
tell
hilarious.
The next person it's their turn. Mech, what are you doing?
Gonna go look at the fountain, I guess.
Okay.
Get a closer look. Go out here somewhere. That collides with the wall. Okay. Oh, that worked a bit better. Where did I go? I'm
seeing your character. Oh, there you're moving. Okay. Oh, and I forgot.
I'm looking for Fountain.
Eyes, right?
Are you asking Cavill?
For Magpie's eyes.
For Magpie's eyes?
I thought you said that
looking
you
were through.
Yes.
Oh, through, not for.
Oh, God, that's a big difference.
This is what I get for getting my familiar from IKEA. Does anyone have an Allen wrench?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They used to make little styrofoam gliders shaped like birds that you could toss, and they were sold as flat pack. So flat pack familiar is not too far a jump. But anyway, Cal, give me a perception check.
Excellent. If I can find my skills. Oh, they're there.
An 18. Okay, so as Magpie is flying around, you find a spot down here, down to the south, and I'm clicking and it's not doing the whole little... Oh, there we go. You find a spot down the road to the south where it looks like there's a pair of boots sticking out of some of the rubble. It's the only sign of any kind of habitation, like any person that might be here. Mech, what you find in the fountain is, I'm not going to require a roll for this, but
okay.
With all the fire that was here, it would be likely that if this fountain was constructed from some kind of reservoir, probably would have had the water boil dry. It's more likely fed by some type of natural spring that they built the fountain around, because the water is still flowing and seems to be rather fresh. That or it could be magical, but you haven't seen anything else here other than the fact that it didn't all burn to the ground that really screams, oh yeah, and the dwarves used a lot of magic. Also, dwarves aren't known for using a ton of magic historically.
Mm. Maybe they hired someone.
They're more known for drinking and fighting and cutting things into small pieces.
Growing beards.
Yeah. Growing beards.
Yep.
Yep.
And building in stone, which can help.
Okay. The Irish, yes.
Yes. Which I say because of my Irish background, but also
same.
Apparently some of it is Scottish. So, and I found that out recently. So I can also say dwarves are very Scottish, but that's the usual stereotype. Anyway.
Mm.
So Cavill found a thing. You found a fountain that seems to be flowing with fresh water. That's great. And that takes us up to the top of the initiative. Hobby.
Click and click. Hobby will sneak over and not collide with the wall. Two. Oh.
I put an arrow
I see.
Pointing in the direction that Magpie saw the boots.
Hubby is just sneaking the usual amount of move and will look around, sniff around, sniff, 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 twitch her large ears, try not to lash her tail into anything because that's very embarrassing.
Okay.
There's a door over there.
A tries to hide behind a tree. The GM has forgotten where all the skill checks are on the character sheet. There we go. They're on the first tab, Crash. Not the third tab. Not the fifth tab. You had to go all the way back to the first one. They were there when you first opened the character sheet. You could have just done that. All right. A is hiding behind a tree that is no more than 2 inches in diameter. Somehow, this works.
Excellent.
Because that's a 29.
A has achieved Vex.
Oh.
Yep. When Burnham Wood comes to Dunsinane, A will be there. Anyway. I am not a man of wooden board. I'm a kobold of egg hatched. So technically I could spell doom for Macbeth.
Yeah.
I'm not an actor, so I can say Macbeth as much as I want and not be superstitious about it. Macbeth, Macbeth, Macbeth.
A Scottish lord materializes from the mirror.
Wait a minute! Wrong urban legend!
Didn't catch all that.
Didn't either.
Wrong urban legend.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
I like how we were talking before we started the recording about how with this new add-on, we don't need to measure squares out anymore. And what is Ellie doing?
Yeah. I mean, if it works, it works.
Yeah, well...
I'm not measuring squares. I'm dictating a path.
Ah.
Oh, even better.
And yes, I am going to have to double move to get there.
By the way, while Ellie's doing this, I just want to point out, as A moves, A is spraying every spot where A puts a foot down before putting the foot down.
Honestly, Hobby should probably start doing that too.
It also means that with all the soot everywhere, you see clean footprints. Instead of someone tracking soot, A is tracking clean spots as A's feet get progressively more filthy.
Pros and cons.
Is that the end of A's turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought I had told you it was your turn.
No, you hadn't said it was my turn yet, so I wasn't doing anything.
Well, then
that was prepared
on my part, and I apologize.
I don't think you did anyway.
It's
anyway. Tex is going over here, and
I forgot. And then because I saw you measuring, I assumed I had told you.
That's fair.
Tonight is a Fighting of Foundry and our own brains day.
Indeed.
Otherwise known as the day that ends.
I have double moved to get to this other door, and I am going to open it if I can.
I'll allow it. All right. So as you can see, as you look in, this is another building that has been heavily hit by fire. This room is mostly intact and appears to have been like a single room dwelling. There's several barrels. There is a fireplace. There is a table and two chairs. There is a double wide bed. With an end table, and there's a few shelves in here. But other than, the fireplace is probably where they would cook meals if they were cooking meals for themselves. There's some stuff there that makes you think they might have cooked meals here, but more likely they were eating their meals in a communal location. But otherwise, everything that they would need for a home is in this one oddly shaped room because of how the bottom side of it is sloped to mark a turn in the road outside. This room shares walls with other parts of the structure, but there doesn't appear to be any way to get to there from here other than Kool-Aid manning it.
Well, it's not like I haven't been known to do that, but... Okay, that's my turn.
All right. The odd thing is, again, you don't see anyone. Be on the lookout.
It's done march all over again.
It's done march. Yeah, look out for Ugox.
Cavil.
Well, there's a Giona over there.
A just waves. None of you see it with the 29, but A waves anyway. Okay, Cavil, it is your turn.
Eo, you're muted if you're talking.
Oh, dear. Cavil is going to relay what they saw through Magpie's eyes. Did that come through?
It did.
Yes.
Okay.
I've drawn an arrow.
Which I believe was someone's feet sticking out.
So there's two arrows on the map. The first one, most of you should be able to see, that points to the south. And then further to the south, I've drawn another arrow that's pointing to where the boots are. Now, Tex is in position to see that arrow. Actually, Tex, give me a perception check.
So,
With a 17 and Cavill saying roughly where the boots are, you think you can make out the boots and part of a leg. They are under rubble. Well, the rest of it is under rubble, if there's anything left. But the boots and part of a leg are sticking out.
Okay.
Okay, Cavill, you were saying something before I cut you off.
Cavill is going, so do we want to proceed over there?
We should probably stick together, because if we go apart, we'll get picked off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. I'm going to start walking over there when it's my turn to move.
All right. It's your turn to move.
Okay, I'm moving down to where Tex is.
All right.
Oh, there's a little room over there. Sorry, what?
Yes, Tex opened a door to a little room. There's no one in there, but to the south, actually where you are, you would not be able to see the boots. The corner of the wall is blocking it. Tex is opened.
Okay, so can I?
Would have line of sight.
Okay, so now maybe we both have line of sight.
Yeah, give me a perception roll to see if you see them too.
Okay, perception roll. Let's see if I can figure this out.
It would be on the first tab of your character sheet. So when you first open it up, skills are right in the middle.
Oh, okay. So what am I looking at?
Perception.
Perception. Okay.
And if you click on...
I seem to have misplaced that. Yeah. I did something strange to the character sheet, I think. So I'm not finding where I'm supposed to be.
So here's the thing. If you are... So you open up your character sheet. This should be in the first page of it. And you make sure you're in the first page by looking at the little black tabs over on the far right that are sticking out of the side.
Okay.
Like bookmarks.
I am trying to get it to do that, but it's not doing it. What if I close this and put it back? That might work. Right? Because it looks like I'm missing that whole main tab. Also, I'm not real clear right now. So,
There should be, so your character sheet is a big rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
There are some tiny little black rectangles sticking out from the side of it over on the right.
Okay, I have found it. The problem was that when I was messing around with this, it sort of, that little cog at the top wasn't there, so. Okay.
Okay, so one you click on to see the first
page. Yeah. Yes, okay, I've got the first page in front of me now.
Yes,
in the what am I supposed to be?
All your skills.
Hmm?
The rectangle in the middle is skills, and it's alphabetical order, so...
Mm-hmm.
Go down to where it says perception.
Okay.
+4 in perception.
Perception.
If you click on the word perception, you'll get a pop-up. Click normal.
Okay. Clicking normal.
You don't see any boots.
Not at all.
Nope. That's an 8. It was a 4 on the die. So you know there's something there because Cavill said it. And it looks like Tex has noticed it too, but you're not picking it out in the rubble. It might just be because the boots are covered in soot also, so they're sort of camouflaged.
Okay.
Also, it's nighttime, so everything you're looking at is in black and white.
Uh-huh.
And it's black and white because you've got goggles that let you see in the dark.
Hmm.
Although, lore-wise, the way equipment works for Warforged, if you're wearing it, like this doesn't work for weapons unless you're getting arm blades. But for things that you wear, when you're wearing them after like a long rest, you have incorporated them into your body. So those goggles that you see in the dark, those could just be like lenses over your eyes. They're part of your face now.
Little image of, you know, the lens sort of, you know, pops out and whoop, curls over your eyes.
If you roll a nat 20 on a perception check, I'm going to say that we see the lenses like sort of like zzz, out like a zoom lens on a camera. Hobby.
Makes sense to me.
Hobby. Hobby sneak sneak.
Hobby is going to sneak over. Come on. And open the door.
All right.
Spritzing the door handle before doing so. Spritz, spritz.
Okay. You are looking into a room that has been thoroughly trashed. The outer wall has caved in a little bit on either side of the door, which is giving you some view of the room before you open the door, but not a whole lot. You
can
put more light in. Parts of the ceiling have caved in here. There's a lot of soot. It looks like in the southwestern corner, there's a bed that most people would not want to sleep in anymore because it appears to have been on fire at some point. The straw that was in it is totally burned up. There's a lot of storage barrels and crates in here. The rug is trashed. There was a rug in the middle of the room. You don't think you can salvage that. There's a structural beam that has fallen on top of the table in the middle of the room. And the table is leaning heavily to one side, but is being held up in part by the chair that was on that side, which the back of the chair was crushed by the same support beam, but the legs have mostly held? Question mark? But again, you see no sign of victims or attackers.
Well, not going in there. Not with the support beam down.
As you say that out loud, you hear a creak from above.
Above as in the building or above
in
me?
In the building. No, like from the second floor. It's possible that this building is not done collapsing yet.
Can I take a step back?
Do you have any movement left? If you do, go ahead.
I think I have a lot of movement left.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to take a step back.
Well, you can also use your action as movement, and you can bonus action dash as movement. So,
it's probably okay to just take one thing. Not sure if I need to dash just now.
I mean, you are Cat. Do you need a reason to dash?
I haven't heard a noise that's weird enough yet. When that happens, I will jump 5 feet in the air, and then I will dash.
What if I said boulder dash?
No, we don't want the boulders dashing.
Automatopoeia.
That's not weird enough.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Words are not weird enough.
These are pretty weird words.
Well, yeah, but not for jumping up and dashing around.
Focal segmental glomerulosclerosis.
Now my ear itches.
Success?
Hmm?
A doesn't know how to feel about whether or not this was a success or not.
That's funny.
A said words until you did something. So that's a success, but it was an ear scritch. So, anyway, do you do anything else?
Give me half a moment to check a thing and see if I have a thing. And it's in. Oh, right. I can't do that if my sheet is popped out. That's just daft. Hit a divine sense, I think, if that's acceptable.
It's your character sheet.
Just see if there's anything weird, like, you know, undead. Undead is a little bit concerning. Celestials, fiends.
No undead celestials or fiends are in the area, except for maybe a certain familiar who's flying around squawking.
Yeah, well. We remember Magpie.
You point and say, I found a fiend. They're right there. And your finger just tracks them flying across the horizon line.
Point at Magpie! Found you. Hide and seek will never be the same.
Uh-oh.
Now, you only recently started taking paladin levels so far as your lifetime is concerned. But I could totally see, like, child Cavil and child Hobby and newly summoned Magpie. And there's a complaint to mom and dad because we can't play hide and seek. Hobby keeps using divine sense. It's cheating. Stop cheating. This would have to AU cause and effect where you're all kids in the same school.
Oh my.
And the recess monitor has to yell at Hobby for using divine sense to find the Celestials, Undeads, and Fiends that are currently hiding during the hide and seek game. They're
Halo.
A very sparkly discount paladin who's just like
who gets stuck being the recess
monitor.
Yes.
Oh my, I was thinking as one of the other children who keeps getting detected because Asimar, but no, that is funnier.
Oh, your that is funnier. Yeah.
Funnier. Already is a goblin that needs babysitting. Their leash.
Oh no.
Oh man, I want to play this game. I want to play this AU game where you all repeat the role of a character, but as a child in a school with the other characters. It'd be baby tiefling escape.
Oh my.
Circulus.
That was fun.
Great
though.
School.
That was very
that was fun.
That was very fun. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if there's nothing else you're doing, it'll be A's turn.
Can't think of anything.
Okay. A is going to move to here, spritzing all the way, including extra spritzes, because A is assuming that Tex and Mech are going to be going in this direction also. So now A is creating a sterilized path for you.
Well, that's nice of you, A.
And I'm helping. And I'm gonna
definitely
check because I'm also trying to be sneaky, and a 22 is usually sneaky, but I can't hide behind a tree because it's back there. Oh, although if you were on the other side of the tree, from that point of view, I would be behind the tree, and that would make me hide better. But I'm rambling now, and that's not stealthy. So I'm gonna I'm going to move over to here as my action. Again, spritzing all the way. Spritzing bells, spritzing bells.
Spritzing bells, spritzing all the way.
Oh, no.
All credit goes to Ellie for that. And A
I was hearing it too, though.
Again, going to use a stealth check because A is going to bonus action hide. And get a 29 again.
Wow.
A is hiding behind some rubble. A lifted up one small plank and set it on top of their head. The other side of the plank is on the ground. It's a very long plank, but it breaks up the profile. That's the whole point.
Uh-huh.
Tex. And now it looks like A is pointing at the boots. Because of the arrow right there is going from where A is.
Right.
I'll go and shoot the arrow first. It is Texas' turn. Mm.
I am. That's the extent of my movement. If I move to get to the tip of the arrow, will I still be able to start lifting debris?
I'm going to say that the debris is heavy enough that I would not want to consider that to be a free action.
Okay.
But opening a
then
door,
I'm going to start lifting from here.
You're going to start lifting from there.
Yes.
10 feet away from the rubble. You just grab hold of the whole building and just sort of lift. Or you'll settle out on the other side. I'm sorry.
I mean, those are my choices.
Okay.
So let's see. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to roll for lifting?
There is rubble here that you can move, but the rubble that's here is not covering up what the boots seem to be connected to.
Okay.
If you want to move the rubble that's in front of you, I wouldn't even require a roll. It's just laying on the ground. To be more clear, the boots that are covered in rubble, assuming they are attached to a person, most of that person is inside the building that you are alongside right now.
Okay.
So that plank that you see on the map that the arrow is pointing directly to, that plank is one of the things on top of them.
Well, that's why I was, like, I figured they were half in, half out of a building, and that's why I was going to start with the rubble over here, because buildings do tend to be connected.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, you can definitely be moving the rubble where you are, but that's not going to require a roll, though, because out here, that's somewhat easy to do to help clear that path and get this stuff out of the way. Where the roll might be needed would be trying to finesse the stuff that's directly on top of whoever this is without causing more of it to come down.
Okay. Then, yeah, I'm going to, well, no, I'm going to come over here. I'm going to double move and come over here and wait for Mech to get here.
Okay. You are close enough now. Give me another perception check at advantage. I am glad I said advantage. Wait. Okay. So the die that Ellie picked to use in Foundry look very nice, but that 11 looked like a 1. So I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I said advantage. With a 16.
I'm so glad you said advantage because the other one was a 2.
Ooh.
The one I didn't notice. What's the low one? With a 16, this is definitely not a dwarf. The one leg you see is definitely too long to be a dwarf leg. And that's a boot in the sense that it is the bottom half of a leg and there's no toes.
Ooh.
But that is almost certainly a mechanical leg.
Huh.
And with that knowledge, we are now at Tavel's turn.
I am having difficulties in figuring out what's going on, but Tavel's gonna keep following.
I'm gonna move Magpie over for you also. I'm assuming Magpie would be hovering over the action.
I think I can, if I double move, I can get a little closer. Yeah, let's be around here.
In the back of your mind, it's not that you hear a voice, because that means something in Dungeons & Dragons, but you recall a conversation you had with Mo about, remember, we are the support. We support our friends.
And this is why I am not going in next to them.
Definitely. And that's when all the bad guys manifest directly behind Cap. No, that's not happening.
Oh, no.
That is not going to be canon. It is now Mech's turn.
I missed what you said.
It's your turn.
Okay. It, like, crackled in the middle there. Okay, so I'm going to go down here to check out whatever's happening, I guess. Whoops, I went too far. Hold on.
Yeah, it looks.
Yeah, this is not working for me.
It looks like Tex has found the boots and whatever they're attached to. Whoa!
Yeah.
Did you mean to go past Tex?
No, the map was moving itself in ways I couldn't stop, okay. So I'm just going to go next to Tex. Or Max. No. Yes. Go. Sorry. Allergies.
It's understandable.
Okay.
Okay. So you are there to assist Tex. And at this
yes.
point, give me a perception check at advantage.
Okay.
So you can...
Perception at advantage?
Advantage, yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Not great.
With a 13, you do not gain any additional information.
Okay.
All right. Hobby.
Attempted movement climbs at least one wall, but the little dots say that I could do it, so pardon me while I make a couple
around
of...
the corner. That is the one problem with it. It does tell you, with this add-on, it does tell you what squares you can move to, but you still have to remember, oh, that square there, if there's a wall you have to go around. Because it'll take you
more moves. I've been talking, so I would like to make another stealth roll for the obvious reasons, I would think.
All right.
Okay. Stealth. I'm just going to be sneaky and spritz a few things here and there, and I get the same roll.
Okay.
Bad die. Naughty die. Naughty.
And spritz, no one heard spritz. No one heard the little bits of wood snapping under your boots. You are incredibly stealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
You reached out to steady yourself against a wall and like half of it caved in. No one heard that at all. It was like that when you got here.
I mean, that's pretty plausible, honestly.
It's A's turn. A holds their action. It is Tex's turn.
Okay. I'm going to ask for Mech's help in lifting some of this rubble off the
Okay.
person.
Okay. I will help.
Okay.
When it's my turn.
All right. So, Cavil, your turn is before Mech's. Is there anything that you do to get ready?
What is Mech doing again?
Assisting with the rubble in my next turn.
Mech are going to pull the rubble off of whoever is buried in it.
I will give bardic inspiration to whoever is making the main role there, which I think is Tex because she has slightly higher strength.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So at this point, it's Mech's turn. So Tex, roll. Let's see. Should the GM have been thinking
beautiful about bean footage.
Well, yes, that too. Should the GM have been thinking about what role to make in advance? Yes, the GM should have. Did the GM do that? No, the GM did not.
Yeah.
give me an athletics roll at advantage because of the help action that Mech is doing. And if that's not going to be high enough, then you've got bardic inspiration.
Oh, good. Wow.
With a 32, the building seems to be more intact now that you're done. Like you're like, oh my. It's like it fell from this part of the wall. And you just sort of like put it back in place. Including a few planks that are load-bearing structures. This is all done with one smooth motion because a round is 6 seconds.
All right.
And you have uncovered what is almost certainly a juror.
Oh.
Now, it's not a model you have seen before. The design is... Actually, I can show you the design. I don't need to describe it to you. I need to describe it to our listening audience. They're going to be left in the dark. But for you, my friends, I should be able to do this. Wait, no. Maybe I can't do that.
No.
How are you? How very dare you? Share media options. Share on the scene. Will that do a thing? No, you won't. Fine. Share media options. Share full screen.
Oh, wow.
Yay, it works.
It's moving.
Yes, it's animated. Thank you to the website that had this thing. It is put it in the character sheet. It's open source, so I was allowed to use it.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
It is opengameart.org had this art. So yeah, this is not a design of juror that you've seen before, but the juror designs varied frequently enough that both Tex and Mech have gotten used to recognizing them almost instantly, even better than the rest of the party did. Because, you know, that's what you were, or what you thought you were.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's parts that glow blue because, of course, there's parts that glow blue. It's certain ways it moves that you recognize as mannerisms that were inherited from JR, stuff like that. And yeah, I'm going to put them on the map right here. Boop. And you can almost see them because that wall is still a wall. I'm going to do a thing. No, not you. I'm going to do another thing. There. Now there is a hole in the wall. I broke.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So now you can. they are still prone. And
okay.
I should probably do a thing because. There we go. Okay. Now that they are uncovered, they look like they are beginning to recover. They're still prone, but they have rolled over onto their back. And their head is facing your direction. Hobby.
Does Hobby get to see some of this?
Unfortunately, there is a building in the way.
Indeed.
But you have heard bits of large chunks of wood being moved. And you did see Cavil do Bardic Inspiration.
Sneak over underneath flying Cavil and slightly in front and pause and crouch down and extend the spritzing item.
So you're
and not, hold any other action.
You are waiting until you see the blue in their eyes before you fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing's gonna get spritzed.
Okay. You can see, I like that when I click on your character, I can see your line of sight. So you can see just a little
bit mm-hmm. of
them. Through the hole in the wall.
Uh-huh.
All right. A continues to hold their action and their breath. Tex.
Am I still holding building up?
No. You have moved it out of the way. You could put it back in the way if you wanted to, but it is currently out of the way. That would be another I open the door. There's something horrible. I close the door situation if you put the building
up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
X is going to crouch down and say, "Hello, my name is Tex. What's yours?"
It opens its mouth and screams.
Traumatized.
Either that or it's trying to give the name in modem speak, but no Could problem be. Trauma.
All right. It is. So a patch opens up on its shoulder and a barrel extends from it, and it attempts to shoot Tex blank. Now, if I remember correctly, if you are prone and doing a ranged attack, you have advantage? Or am I wrong about that?
I have no idea.
I know if you're prone
and assume that
on you, they have disadvantage. But melee attacks have advantage.
It depends on where you are, I think.
You know what? I'm going to just say this is another attack. Because I can't be bothered right now.
That is fair. Also, if you're on your back, I wouldn't think you have an advantage if you're lying on your stomach and are aiming your weapon.
Anyway, does a 34?
Dunno. That's a regular?
Technically, yes.
Can I have a reaction?
You may have a reaction, sure.
Thank you. If I can find my reactions. It would be good if I could find my reactions.
As a reaction, A panics.
Oh, I forgot to long rest.
Get your long rest, I presume.
Yeah. Anyway, I would like to make...
If I might make a suggestion.
The protoge...
Because Silvery Barbs makes them re-roll, correct?
Yeah.
There is a chance that that would be useful. But they currently have a plus 18 to hit.
Because of the point blank.
No. That's normal.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, they got to roll a 3 or better.
Yeah.
I won't do that then.
Yeah, I would recommend saving that spell slot. Okay, that is 25 points of force damage. They use half their movement to get up. And are going to attempt a slam attack on Tex. That's a 34 to hit.
Again, yes.
And that's 24 bludgeoning damage. They are going to move to this spot here. Look around. That's a perception check.
Jerk. How dare it.
All right. So with a nat 20, it's safe to say that they see all of you. Especially with
life. Yeah.
They pointedly take a moment, a split second, because again, rounds are 6 seconds long, but a split second where they very clearly look in Hobby. They look at Hobby. They look at Cavill. They even look up at Magpie. They look over at A. They don't really spend a lot of time looking at Tex or Mech. And then they turn and face Hobby and Cavill, because you two are just, like, their line of sight right there. So if they're looking at one of you, they're looking in the other direction. So. And they are going to do an attack against Cavill.
They got a lot of attacks.
Mm-hmm. They get.
Yeah.
Can't see. Is there anything I can do?
How about now I use my reaction?
That would be a good
time. How about now I use my reaction?
Yes.
That's good.
If for no other reason, then they're not likely to get another nat 20.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I had you second guess using that?
Yeah.
Did they get another nat 20?
A second nat 20!
The criff! Dadgummit, why do I only have things that work on if it hits me?
I'm glad these rolls are public.
Fine.
Do you know why it picked
at least Cavill? Hobby can have advantage.
There is that. Of the non-mechanical beings, Cavill's the one with the most hit points.
How do you manage that? I thought I would have a number of them. Oh, well.
It might be because you did your hit points wrong again, but I looked at your character sheet.
Probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you undoubtedly did your hit points wrong again.
So
I checked your hit points.
That is 24 points of a combination of piercing and slashing damage.
I ask if I can use a thing.
You may use a thing.
Well, I don't know if I can use a thing.
Okay. I want to paint this picture, and that might help you decide more about how this is going to be flavored as well. It's a harpoon that was fired. Harpoons are traditionally not just thrown or fired weapons. They have things attached to them, and there is a chain or wire that trails from this harpoon that comes from its other shoulder that is heading out to jab into Cavill. When a creature you can see hits a target other than you within 5 feet of you with an attack. And
the reason I'm wondering if I... that Cavill is not within 5 feet of me, but the protogyr has to shoot through me to hit Cavill.
So here's
does that question. Count as an opportunity of attack?
I can see reasoning for both of those. One of those is, how true do I want to be to the rules as written? And the other is, how true do I want to be to the laws of physics? Also coming into play, we've been recording for an hour and 40 minutes and we forgot to take a break. And by we, I mean I forgot to take a break. And also we started an hour late. So I'm going to say, yes, by all means, you can do this.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes. So what are we doing?
I am intercepting the harpoon and blocking, if I can find my proficiency bonus, plus 4. 1d10 plus 4 of that damage. So 8.
Okay. All right. So Cavill is taking 16 points of damage instead. But Cavill is still harpooned, and the harpoon is trailing a wire to the protojuror.
How big a wire?
It's not that thick, but like a heavy duty bike lock. And Cavill, with you harpooned, your movement speed is not reduced, but the only direction you can move is if you end up closer to the protojuror than when you started, unless you are able to rip the harpoon out. That is the protojuror's turn. We now move on to Cavill.
Hellish rebuke.
We used my reaction.
Oh.
The rebarbs.
Oh.
Where is my spell book? There is my spell book. Let's see if it's smart.
Mind slivers. Get the tweezers. It makes it save.
Ugh. It's correct. Smart.
No, it's not. There's a minus 4 in there.
Yeah.
But there's also a plus 8.
It has a high CR.
Boo.
And possibly expertise.
Grr. Obviously, we should have left it under. Oh well. We still have Mech's turn coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Does Mind Sliver... Oh, it's a cantrip. So yeah, it fizzles when you make the save.
Also, I can't figure out how to do a specific amount of damage to myself.
If you click on the green hit points bar, you should just be able to change the number.
Yeah, but I can't figure out how to do a specific damage to myself.
Ah, you... Oh.
Anyway. Bonus action. I will give Bardic Inspiration to Tex.
All right. I believe Tex used the Bardic Inspiration earlier. So.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I remembered a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mech, would you like to engage Rage Protocols?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So I will, initiate the Rage Protocol, and I'm going to... there's so many decisions here. Okay, so I'm going to move a little bit closer to this one. And attempt to grapple him if I can.
Oh.
Or knock him down.
Okay. Well, if you're going to try to grapple him, give me an athletics check.
Okay. How's a 21?
Let's find out.
Oh, no.
29 beats it. This thing.
Yeah.
That there was a considerable chance that you would be okay. But it is definitely stronger than you.
Okay.
Yes, it appears to have a strength of 30. Oof.
So you are hanging on to it. You might be reducing its movement somewhat, or you might not be.
Okay.
All right. Hobby, your sibling is harpooned.
Yes, extremely miffed, Hobby. Here's my bonus action to start with. Come on, did you actually do that? Or no, you did not. Hang on. Bonus action, Shadow Blade. That's just like going to be the thing I do these days.
Remember, you have advantage.
Sneak attack? Can I do a sneak attack on the wire that is hooked to that harpoon?
You could make the attempt, but also you could just try to remove the harpoon.
Yes, but if you remove the harpoon the wrong way, then you might do more damage coming out again.
That's with the design of this harpoon, there is no right way.
I mean, there might be a right way that involves things like calling Flag headquarters and saying we need to teleport in minus one harpoon.
Flag, member services, do you take special requests for teleportation? Like, if you want a hamburger, you can hold the pickles. If you want a party teleporter, could you hold the harpoon? What, again?
We this don't want the harpoon, we just want... Oh, it happens tons of times, I bet.
You know what, make your sneak attack.
Okay.
That's so rolling an advantage.
How do I do...
To hit a wire.
Okay, so I attack at advantage.
A 21. Roll your damage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. First, I'm going to roll this damage. Normal. Now, let's see. How do I roll my sneak attack damage? Where's my sneak attack damage? That's a features, I think. There's my sneak attack. And I'm going to roll my sneak attack damage. That should tell me to roll my sneak. There's my
six. I forgot about that.
There's my sneak attack damage. And I'd like to add a smite to that.
This wire has personally insulted you, your family, your dog that you don't have, but you thought about getting once, and your favorite OTP. They are going down.
That's the hope. A mere five. I think that's all the damage that I can do.
26 damage.
Well, that's going to be on the wire, unfortunately, and not the critter itself, but at least it won't be able to do this again with it, the harpoon. Okay. If that severs the harpoon wire.
Devil, you are taking 5 points of damage as the vibration of the strike goes through you, but you are no longer you're still harpooned, but you're no longer tethered.
Excellent.
Get out of range.
I intend to.
Fluff, free, be free. All right. It is A's turn.
A. Spritz, A, spritz.
A does not spritz.
Trap.
A puts the spritz bottle in their mouth and bites the top of it like someone would pull the pin from a grenade in an old war movie.
I love A.
I gave all of you spritz bottles. I was expecting at least one of you to use a spritz bottle attack.
Hobby was planning to, but then it managed to harpoon Cavil, and Hobby is not necessarily logical about this.
That is a 13, and I rolled with pack tactics, so that was an advantage.
Well, the question is, can you hit the ground it's on?
No. I'm going to say a trap to lob it over top of Tex and Mech. Well, Mech in particular is the one that's blocking more of the line of sight right now. Good news, Mech is even less likely to be taken over by nanites. Bad news, A has no more spray bottle.
You're wet.
And this one is wet.
That is, however, going to remind Hobby what to do. Does Cavil have a spritz bottle?
You should all have spritz bottles. And it is Texas turn. I answered the question that Cavil should have a spritz bottle, but also it is Texas turn.
And then you could And then you cut out a whole bunch in there.
Ah, okay. It's Texas turn now.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we all have spray bottles.
Okay. Yes. That's what I could not hear.
Given one. The tables are turned. The cat has the spray bottle. What do we do now?
Oh, no.
All right. It's only been a few seconds, but you've tested my patience quite long enough.
There we go.
Do I have advantage on this roll?
You have Bardic Inspiration.
Okay. That's right. That's what I was...
Yeah.
I knew there was something.
Yep.
And yes, I want to use that on this roll.
Oh.
A 25. Let me check. Will hit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. It's a maneuver.
Yes, I'm using goading attack. Yes, okay. Clicking the right one.
On a player, the target has disadvantage on all attack rolls against other targets. That's a dirty 20.
Well, 20 beats a 17.
All right, but it does take 13 bludgeoning.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to do it again.
Good plan.
A 22. I'm going to say hits.
Okay. You know what? I'll try it again.
15 does not beat a 17.
There we go.
And also, it takes 15 points of damage.
I'm sorry?
It cut out.
Yes.
And also,
it takes 15
points of damage. All right.
Okay.
Action surge. Yes, you have tried to vengeance. Woe be unto you.
Mm-hmm.
A 24 hits. Another maneuver, a distracting strike.
When I hit with a weapon attack, I expend one superiority die, and the next attack roll against the target by an attacker other than me has advantage if the attack is made before the start of my next turn.
All right. And that's an additional 17 points of damage as well.
And, hey, go.
Keep in mind, A already threw the bottle. And A has pack tactics.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do that if you want, but I know somebody
A else. A doesn't need the advantage. No.
Yeah. I know someone else who might be able Mech. To make great use of the advantage.
Yeah.
Mech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mech, go.
Okay. So, I think I was trying to grapple him. Go ahead. Tell me what
this
I'm
is using. This is using your reaction to attack.
Using reaction to attack. Okay.
Use your axe.
Where is that in the character sheet? Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Let me look at the inventory.
Icon for your great axe of intimidation. There we go. In the chat, you have an attack.
There it is. Okay.
And when you click attack, pick advantage.
So hit attack. Oh, okay. Advantage. And there we go.
That
not great, but something.
Almost a 20. The 23 hits, but that was... And I
know that was almost a 20.
Physics almost.
Dice rolling. It doesn't do physics-based dice rolling.
Right.
But
right.
I think it puts those animations in there like that just to mess with us. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Damage.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and you add 1d8.
Not crit.
Okay, so damage plus 1d8, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, how do I get that in there?
When you...
I've got the little window
the
open.
The damage button, there uh-huh. should be a line that says situational bonus. Just type 1d8 in there.
Okay. Oh, okay, 1d8.
Click normal.
Oops, sorry. Having a little problem with numbers here today. 1d8. And then, am I hitting normal or critical?
Yeah, normal.
Normal.
Okay, doing it now. Did something.
20 points of damage.
All right. So I'm going to swing the axe at him and...
It bites deep.
Try to knock off the... Huh?
It.
Sorry, what?
The axe goes in deep. You did a lot of damage.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's going to put a stop to him, probably.
When the axe bites in, you
slice
open part of its head and part of its chest. You know from experience, this is not enough to stop a juror. Jurors have gone on to about whole towns after missing half of a leg and one and a half arms.
Mm-hmm.
But
it sends a message.
It sends a message. And as you do this, you expose something that you've never seen in a juror before. There's brain matter in there.
Ooh.
Ew. Oh, no.
Jurors have always been 100% mechanical. You've recently seen instances where there were attempts to incorporate crystalline brains into them. That failed. This seems to have at least worked somewhat.
Rust Dragon. The Rust Drake. Prototype. And yes, it's that one quest at the wall. Yeah, I know that quest. Done that.
All right. But that was all Tex's turn. Now it is the proto-juror.
Oh, and Tex also healed herself for 10 damage.
Oh, yes. Smart.
Second wind. I saw but forgot to put it into the record because it's an audio media. Right, it is the proto-juror's turn. So the animation doesn't show up. Character icons can't be animated. More for our loss. But the character art in the sheet for the proto-juror is distracting me because they are walking. They are going to try a slam attack on Tex. Because for some reason, they feel like they need to attack Tex specifically. Not sure why.
Funny that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The third nat 20 tonight from this character.
What the crap? It's take away its dice. Take away its dice.
That is 54 bludgeoning damage from a slam attack.
That is more than half of what I had left.
Ouch.
It is going to again attempt to Eldritch Turret you. That's only a
quote, attempt, unquote.
That's 20 points of damage.
How much did you have left?
There's a whirring, clunking noise as it attempts to fire a non-existent harpoon. Or reel it in. Can't tell. Cavil.
Yes.
Tex is on the ropes, metaphorically speaking. It is.
Yes.
From Tex's perspective, if it's not hitting her, it would be hitting somebody else. As
but from
demonstrated.
From everyone's perspective, Tex needs healing. Wizard needs food badly.
I remember that.
Great song by Five Iron Frenzy, by the way.
It comes from a video game, though.
Yes.
Gauntlet.
The song is right from pop culture.
Cool.
Cavil will approach, but going over and basically leaning down and touching Tex with their staff.
In my head canon, the
not
touching
kidding.
With the staff is more of a head bonk.
Let's not see if that one. Worked properly. It did.
The reverse of a... the reverse of a damaging bonk.
Like, hey, stop getting injured, bonk.
That was a very sad cure wounds.
Well, it's 13 more than was there before.
Yeah.
All right.
I will also use
healing word for additional 7. You have undone, I think, all the damage that was done with the Eldritch turret.
And now Castle is going to fly up into the air until they are quite sure that, well, that being like 20 feet up is probably out of this thing's reach.
Or at least hopefully you're not going to be a primary target.
Yes.
Or a secondary target.
Not a turret target.
It is your turn. It's Mech's turn.
It's my turn. Okay.
Yes.
You are. Okay, so.
You have axe in hand.
Yes. Yes. This I'm going to swing at him again.
Yep. That's a good idea.
Yep.
Bold strategy.
Okay, which button do I push?
You'd be.
Yeah.
On the great axe again.
Oh, okay. Inventory, great axe. Here's the great axe, and.
Click attack.
Okay. Normal.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
There's the 20 on our side.
Yeah.
All right. So you are going to click damage, and when you click damage, you are going to roll crit.
Okay. I think I clicked the wrong button. No, I didn't. Okay.
Okay. Now, don't you also do extra damage from raging?
Yes. I think so.
I think I'll figure that out. Or take less damage.
Well, if I'm already raging, though, like, what am I supposed to...
Right.
Yeah.
Three melee damage.
Three melee damage?
Yeah.
So plus three?
It's something that I add in. You don't need to worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Look it up.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
So, I'm probably going to, having crisscross the body at least once, I'm going to probably try the other way around, you know?
All right. So hit it again.
Okay.
Because you get more than one attack at your level.
Okay. And advantage, disadvantage, normal? Which one is this?
Normal.
Okay, here we go. 15. Nope. 24.
24.
The 24 will hit. Go ahead and roll damage again, but not crit this time.
Normal okay. damage.
Normal damage. Okay. Damage. Normal.
All right.
It's got some.
And Crash, and does Crash add in the raging damage for this one, too?
If I don't, I still am. At this point, I still am.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Because honestly, it was easier with the math for how many hit points he had left. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Hobby. You have a shadow blade.
Hobby has a shadow blade, and she has not dropped the spritz thing in her other hand. Is spritzing a bonus action or an action?
I count it as a... Words. It's an attack, but it is an improvised weapon attack. So you'd basically roll a dexterity check.
Just check something. Do I get two attacks at... Do I get double attacks ever?
The only reason
Curses!
To do it was because A was doing an on-hand and off-hand, and he had no bonuses for the off-hand.
Let me just check. I don't get an on-hand, off-hand.
You don't have an off-hand.
Yes, I do.
Oh, the spritz
I bottle. Have claws. Yeah, I have a spritz bottle.
Okay. Well, you will have to move closer.
Yeah. Gonna go... Sneak up right behind. Is this acceptable, or do I need to move, like, quote, on top of...
I would
of
very much like for you to not be in the same square as a party. You can go through squares that are occupied by friendly characters, but please don't stay on those squares.
How's that?
I would allow that.
How's that?
I would allow that. That's fine.
Would like to use... Going to... While moving, if this is... Is it possible for me to drop my shadow blade... Swap the spritz bottle to my dominant hand, and we'll just do a sneak attack on the spritz with the spritz bottle.
I would like to do a cool toss both of them into the air and grab them with the opposite hands. Like the world's shortest.
I don't need to! Ever. The Shadow Blade comes back to my hand with a bonus action on my next turn.
Yes, but this is cooler. But anyway,
yeah. Oh, all right.
Game mechanics wise, you can have the spritz bottle in your hand to use for a sneak attack.
Yes, that's what I desire to do.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm rolling on that with dexterity, you say?
It would make sense for it to be a finesse attack, especially considering you're a rogue. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. So I click ability check.
Hard pressed. Yes, it'd be ability check for dexterity, because I will not tell any of you that you can say you are proficient in spritz bottle.
If anyone is proficient in spritz bottle here, it's probably me.
And sneak attack yes. gives me
or your party parents.
So what does sneak attack give me for this one? Advantage or just normal?
It's just normal, but you roll additional damage if you hit.
Yeah, I misinterpreted your request. This is not a sneak attack.
Oh, this look at that. This is
rolling an advantage. And a 22, I've said hits, so...
Uh-huh. Can I, like, spritz it extra if I'm doing extra damage?
46 extra spritzes.
Actually, I mean, honestly, just like...
Roll this... your sneak attack damage.
Okay, Crash.
Roll your sneak attack damage. I'm not going to say this is how much damage you're doing. Wow. I'm looking for a modifier.
Ah. Okay. All right, that would be in features, presumably.
Yeah, under features.
Sneak attack. Here's my sneak attack damage. Yes.
Yeah. 4d6. Not 46.
Normal.
That would be really nice.
I know. 11.
Something like a small fireball. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, you run under Cavil. You run possibly over Tex. Let's be honest. You are Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Through a hole in the wall that this thing came out of, and then stick your arm out of said hole, possibly just your arm, while the rest of you is behind the wall, and go spritz, spritz, spritz. And there is
just on the hopes.
It screamed before. This is louder and sounds wrong. Gurgly. It begins to melt.
It's melting?
The jurors...
It's made of nanites.
Made of nanites. You sprayed it with anti-nanites.
Oh.
It starts to basically do the whole Wicked Witch of the West thing, except not saying I'm melting. It does not use its words.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a modem.
It's not even modem sound. Well, okay, some of those might be modem sounds, but if you ask... the Warforged in the party, they're going to say no for the same reason that, you know, people would say no, Simlish is not actually a language. And you all just sort of see this. It sort of makes sense that this would happen, but it still takes you back a bit. And then there's just what's left of a brain sitting in a puddle, surrounded by ash, in a ruined, unpopulated city.
Ew.
Well, that was horrifying.
Yeah, that's, I did not expect that at all.
Next, we have to get Harp.
Of course, you go back and report your findings. Because I don't feel like waiting 2 weeks to tell you about this, it was an animal
brain.
It was what?
Oh, God.
It was an animal brain.
It was animal brain.
Yes.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Possibly
that's
some even weirder. Kind of large lizard. Could be one of the dinosaurs from the Orklands. it wasn't the specialty of the people examining it, but it clearly was not, it was neither mammalian nor humanoid.
Not sapient. Yay.
Also, it had no words. But
right.
You can destroy the logic center. You can destroy the language centers of a brain also. But in this case, there was no language center. So that's where we're going to end it for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for playing.
All right.
And not crying. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And not crying. Because before, we were healing from trauma. Now I've caused more of it. It is the circle of life. Who wants to play?
Eo's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of books.
Speaking of books, my website is bookofgen.net. It's got a variety of things on it. I'm trying to add more Diablo videos from the previous season in there, and you'll see it eventually, I suppose. If not, it'll be on YouTube. Also, I am the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I'll probably be working on a little bit later today.
And speaking of websites,
AaronBSmith.com is where I put all of these recordings for people to download and listen to. You can get these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, which I've been told is a radical statement. But also, AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel is where I put them specifically, where you can find all the various RSS feeds for the different campaigns, or use the one RSS feed to rule them all to listen to all of them one a week. And if you feel so inclined as to help me fill this bottomless pit known as a hobby with money, we'll never fill. That's why it's bottomless. But you can help me try by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shan Shan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, well, the T-Rex brains were a good stopgap, but, you know, now that I've got a bunch of dwarves, we can really start experimenting.
Yeah, there's no bodies. Night.
Good night.